Talk Live is your show. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them at 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, let's start with speeding.
Well, it's speeding cameras.
Speeding cameras.
Right. Now, I've been a bit of a fan of speeding cameras. Not a real big fan, obviously. I don't think that...
You're a fan?
A bit. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, because I'm of the opinion that police officers, by and large, likely they'd prefer not to do this, but this is what they're employed to do, is to regulate speed on the roadways, and they end up being a revenue generations source either for the municipality or the county or the state that they work in.
Okay.
When these same guys could be and probably would prefer to be stopping crime, catching criminals and doing all that stuff, which
right.
is what we imagine police officers doing. But by and large, they're used to enforce the drug war and to enforce speeding, speeding and traffic
sure.
violations. Now, I don't like stop signs because I feel like a yield sign would do in the case of most stop signs, and that if there's some kind of accident, that then, well, you know, the person who should have yielded the right of way should get the ticket. But in the case of speed cameras, then if it's really important that speed limits be enforced, then I think that there would it would be better if they were evenly enforced rather than just some cops sitting there and like maybe
when you say better, you mean better for the government's revenue? Because speed cameras are all about making sure that they enforce it evenly so they can make more money. I mean, at least with the cops on the side of the road, they're only targeting a few people. With the speed cameras, they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. However, the problem with speeding tickets is 99% of the time you can get away with it. With speeding. And that 1% of the time, when the cop happens to be around, I'm making numbers up, obviously.
Right.
But that 1% of the time the cop's around, then you get caught. Well, if they have speed cameras, then you can't speed ever, and you must go, at the speed limit. And then there would be, people would apply upward pressure on speed limits.
Oh, you think, huh?
I would hope. I would expect that. That's just my thought. And
yeah, but Mark, the government doesn't respond to market pressures.
Well, the government doesn't care. The government claims that speeding is dangerous, right? If that were true, then you would see a lot of speed-based fatalities, and we don't see a lot of those. And really what speeding's used for, in my opinion, is revenue generation for the municipalities in the state.
Uh-huh.
And so if we had speed cameras, people would know they can't speed, so they would go the speed limit or below, and they would just get used to it and then apply upward pressure because they felt that it were too low. I feel in most cases, or in a lot of cases, speed limits are set too low. Because
has that actually happened where they have speed cameras? Has upward pressure been placed on the government?
In Arizona, apparently there are a lot of speed cameras. And as a matter of fact, they have a private company enforce them, and I'm not exactly sure how that works. I can't say that I don't know everything about that. And if you live in Arizona, then you can call in and you can tell us
sure.
about it. But here's a new study. Arizona ticket cameras cost 28 lives. A new report by Greg Maus of the National Motorist Association focuses on the fraudulent camera scheme in Arizona. The result? Cameras are not saving lives in Arizona. They're responsible for over 28 extra fatalities. And they have a report right here. Looks like a report. In this report, Maus does an effective job of debunking the myths and propaganda reported by officials such as exceeded lawful speed caused only 3.28%, that's 58, of 1,767 of the fatal driver errors in Arizona crash facts summary.
Excessive speed caused about 3%? Is that right?
Yeah, about 3%.
These are fatalities.
Yeah, and apparently this is a propaganda from the officials is what the claim here is. These occur less than nine true speeding caused. There occurred less than nine true speeding caused fatalities annually on all of Arizona's freeways.
This is prior to the cameras,
right?
Okay.
And I have to believe that. I just don't see. On the interstate, the average person violates the speeding laws, from what I can tell. In Florida,
sure.
they were 70 miles an hour. Up here, sometimes they're 65, even as low as 55 in some places. And the average person on the interstate is going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see that nut that's going 90. And every once in a while, you'll see somebody somebody who's, you know, just booking. They're being dangerous and doing silly stuff. But by and large, most people violate it by about 10 miles an hour. So, but I don't see them being particularly dangerous.
Well, no, usually when you're speeding, it's to keep up with the flow of traffic.
Absolutely,
because everyone else is speeding, and it's actually dangerous to go slower than everyone else.
Right, and here's the other one. Slower traffic by STC enforcement improves safety. False. Interrupting the faster, uniform flow of traffic causes serious crashes, according to this report by the National Motorist Association. So what you knew all along, that person who's going 65 miles an hour in an 80-mile zone on the freeway, bottlenecking the traffic, people trying to get around them, that person's the one who's causing the danger. And they don't belong on the freeway, honestly.
Okay.
The only way ticket cameras can usurp enough money for all cohorts to profit is through engineering malpractice. The deliberate this is just a statement from the National Motorist Association report. The only way that ticket cameras can usurp enough money is for all cohorts to profit is through engineering malpractice. The deliberate illegal underposting of speed limits and yellow times at traffic signals to entrap motorists for financial gains. It's called fraud. It's a crime. And these laws lawbreaking
the underposting of speed limits, meaning what?
Yeah, I don't know precisely. What does underposting of speed limits mean?
It sounds to me like they're
getting people. They're claiming that people are going faster than they are. I don't know.
Maybe it's.
They entrap motorists for financial gain. Apparently, it does make sense that if you involved a private company in the enforcement, and that's what's going on there, of these speeding tickets, that you might see some problems. And
why would there be any more problems necessarily when you involve a private company as to the
government
doing it itself?
Because they have gain by enforcing the speeding limits on people, and so they
want
to catch
more people. They want more people, too.
Right. Now, if you thought about it for a second, the best way for the government to unbiasedly enforce speed limits would be if they gave the money away. Let's say they gave it to the Red Cross, the United Way, some organization.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just to fine you in order to get you to behave in a certain fashion, rather than to generate revenue for a line item in the state or municipal budget, then why not give the money away? But you can't imagine for a second that a government would do that.
No.
Because
it's not about safety.
Right. Let's see. People aren't able to face their accusers and obtain a trial. That's a 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment violation.
Yeah, can you put the automated robot on the stand that took your picture?
Right. No. Then there's the burden of proof reversal, illegal, to coerce the 30% plus innocent vehicle owners into paying an unjust fine. What if somebody's driving your car?
How can you control what they do?
Right.
How could you be responsible if somebody has borrowed your car to go to the store or something like that? You have no idea what they're doing in your vehicle, and how that could be expected to be a responsibility is pretty ludicrous.
More than 25 studies, even several camera promoter ones, reveal that cameras cause more fatalities. In fact, a 10-year analysis of U.S. Now, I know the stoplight cameras, this makes perfectly good sense because they end up shortening the yellow duration.
Well, that's the engineering stuff they were talking about where they tinker with that. I remember that story where they shorten the yellow time so more people run the reds and therefore they get more ticket revenue out of it.
Absolutely.
But that makes it more dangerous because they're just making those intersections more risky as a result.
And I don't think that I want to see tickets given to people who are going 56 miles an hour when it's a 55 posted zone. You know?
No.
I don't like that. Let's see. Camera enforcement, a picture of fraud, proves that 7 different analyses of cameras cause more crashes, more injuries, and more fatalities.
7 different studies.
Yes. Now, Arizona maintains hundreds of red light cameras, at least in 11 cities. The life-saving results from 1995 to 2000, Arizona incurred 200 fatal disobeyed traffic signal errors. After installing numerous lights, it recorded 227. For a 14% increase in red light violation deaths. For comparison, Florida.
So after they put the cameras in,
more people died. And the reason is because people know they're going to get a ticket for running a red light, and they jam on their brakes. The guy behind them slams into their rear end, and people die. Red light cameras, bad, bad news.
1-800-259-9231. I mean, I'm sure there are people that support these things out there. I don't know. Do we all want to talk to them?
Sure.
You like red light cameras?
Please tell me why they're a good idea. I'd love to hear it.
Do you appreciate the Orwellian Police State, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and even a webcam. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com, listen.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, radio shows, all for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audible.com. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I know for a fact that they have Ron Paul's Revolution, a Manifesto over there, and you can go see, you know, there's all kinds, 60,000 titles, for God's sake. There's lots and lots of titles at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You'll get a free book if you go to that website.
We are going to get right into your phone calls, but first I want to welcome our brand new affiliate, WSNO, in Barrie, Vermont, which is very nearby the capital, Montpelier, I believe.
Montpelier, yeah.
In Vermont. It's actually a little bit of a larger town. Montpelier has only got like 8,000 people in it.
Really?
For a state capital.
Well, and Vermont, not a very populous state.
And Barrie has, I think, 9,000. So it's actually the bigger metro in the area. So welcome to all of our Barrie listeners on 1450 WSNO. 800-259-9231. If you're getting this show on the internet, you don't hear it in your local area, on your local favorite talk station, call them up. Tell them, hey, would love to hear Free Talk Live on your station. You never know what they'll do. Might just put us on there. 800-259-9231. We started by talking about traffic tickets, these automated traffic control devices, or rather traffic enforcement devices, I suppose, the red light cameras, and now the speeding cameras as well.
Yeah.
Seven studies, I believe you said, have come out to show that these cameras are dangerous. Their installation is actually causing more fatalities.
Yes, red light cameras, according to these studies, a 14% increase in deaths. You know, in when you looking at Arizona from 95 to 2000, and then from 2001 to 2005, that there was a 14% increase with the cameras in deaths. And well, I totally believe that.
With all of this definitive information, how many governments around the country are just closing up shop, shutting down the cameras, and taking them out?
Well, none. They're a revenue generation device.
Wait, I thought
device.
This was about safety.
No.
So it's not about safety at all, then.
Speed cameras also kill. Great Britain's Department of Transportation report admits on page 43 that STCs cause, and these are the speed cameras, cause a 31% increase in personal injury accidents along major highways in construction zones. With the STCs, the increase was 55%.
Do you think the government bureaucrats, when they look at this information, just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, what's a few more deaths?
I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, they probably don't see the information presented in the same fashion.
Well,
I mean, you could, you know, that's the thing about statistics is you can lie with them if you want to, if you, you know,
right.
Look at the reports and you decide that you want it to go a certain way, you can tell lies with them.
Let's go to your calls. Dan is on the line in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. Quick first shout out to your new listeners.
We don't do shout outs on this station.
Although your new listeners are in WSNO and stuff, I want to let everybody know that this is a great show and stuff. You guys are going to love it.
A little hello.
Okay.
Okay. I love you guys' show and stuff. They're gonna be spoiled by it and stuff. It's like this is a prime rib. You guys are tuned into the prime rib of talk
right.
shows and stuff.
You know what I can't stand about talk radio? One of the things I can't stand is the back padding.
He's not padding your back. He's telling
that.
People what he thinks about this show.
I understand that,
okay.
but it's reminiscent of the, if you ever listen to the big name talk shows out there, they always start their show with this well-produced sounder package thing with a deep voice guy and a different, you know, Sean Hannity is a great American. And then there's, you know, 10
Let
different.
Freedom
right,
ring.
Right. And then there's 10 different callers, people that sound like they're on the phone with Sean. Sean, I love you, man. And, you know, you're
I don't
great
know
American.
That, I don't know that Sean does that
well,
necessarily.
Yes, he does do that stuff. Okay. And it was on the Bill O'Reilly show as well. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh's got one hand tied behind his back. It's so lame to me when people, and I'm not picking on you, Dan. It's just that you brought this up. It's just so lame to me when talk shows spend time actually talking to people about how great they are.
Yeah, but that's about the host and stuff themselves. I'm talking about your show and stuff.
Well, you're right. I mean, Free Talk Live is different from the average talk show in that this isn't the Ian Freeman show or the Mark Ed show. It's Free Talk Live, and, I mean, Mark, you were in here with Dennis Goddard last night filling in for me. And
that's correct.
Free Talk Live can go on in the absence of one of its hosts. In fact, one of our hosts is in a jail cell right now. I have not heard any updates on that today. Otherwise, I would give it to you, but you can always go to freekeen.com to get the latest on that. But these people that just lavish praise incessantly over their favorite talk show host, I think it really creates an ego situation that is dangerous. And personally, I find it detestable when they waste time doing stuff like that on talk shows. So now we've wasted 2 minutes talking about
it. Okay, let me get to the business of why I called.
Yes, sir.
Mike Barsky had posted a traffic ticket or some type of a ticket that he had gotten, and he posted it onto freekeen.com, and it's got some offenses on here. I think that some of them would be very, very much ripe for activism. But one I noticed here, it was on the second page, the third one down, says riding upon motorcycles. Isn't that what you do on a motorcycle? You ride upon it?
I can't imagine you do anything else with it.
I know it says it, riding upon statute 265, blah, 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 blah. Huh. Fine is $75. Another one is operating a moped without a driver's license. You got to have a stinking driver's license to operate a moped.
I bet you that's the case in most places.
I could ride a bicycle as fast as a moped in some cases. How come I don't need a driver's license to operate that?
I
think that the idea of driver's licenses, they made some good sense when you were talking about people driving about 5,000-pound death machines. You certainly want a person to be licensed for that. But when you're talking about a moped, I don't think that person's any more dangerous than a person on a bicycle or on a horse, and less dangerous than a person on a horse, perhaps. And you can always talk about somebody swerving into traffic. A horse can do whatever they want, and they're allowed to ride along the side of the road. As a matter of fact, they're allowed to ride on the road in New Hampshire. You have to give them the right of way.
Dan, any other thoughts?
That ought to take care of it. Thank you very much.
And
I'll try not to do any more butt kissing.
Oh, no, it's all right. Well, you know, the show wouldn't be as good without the callers. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I mean, Mark, can you imagine just listening to 3 hours of us bantering for six nights a week?
I can, because that's what talk shows sound like. But, you know,
without anybody calling.
The idea, I understand. The idea is on Free Talk Live, we didn't name the show after the hosts because the show is about the callers.
Right.
Callers are what make the show great, and so, you know, call in and talk about whatever
you
want.
I think you need competency on the part of the hosts in order to have a good caller-based show.
That's us doing our job.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, you can do your job well as a broadcaster without, broadcasting your name across the nation. Look, I'm, you know, Mr. Big.
How many shows, except for the weekend talk shows, how many talk radio programs are not named after their host?
Not
except
too
for, like,
many.
You know, Home Talk and cigar shows and stuff like that.
I think Cigar Dave. At least that's the guy's name. Maybe it's called something else with Cigar Dave. I don't know.
I don't know.
The General.
Yeah. So how many others are there? I think there are a handful of hot talk shows.
I know there's Dan Stefan in the morning or something.
Doug Stefan.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I think they all go by their names. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a former cop has a few things to say about all this drug legalization talk floating around the country. We'll see what he has to say for himself. 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition.com. or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site, we give them away, including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance, protecting your family against financial loss due to untimely death. Call 800-493-7712. It's Termco Life Insurance. And if you have a family, you don't have life insurance, you're leaving them out there and way out on the branch because you could die anytime. Termco Life Insurance, 800-493-7712.
Yeah, hopefully you're not expecting the government to take care of your family after you die.
Oh, they might in the projects.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Jerry is on the line in South Carolina listening to WSCFM. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want people out there to know that I think that the government, I think that people are the runners of the government. Government services is people. People don't service this government. And I think that's mixed up. People have a misconception of that.
But it's not that way. I mean, that's what you're talking about is like an ideal. The reality is the government demands you serve them.
You do serve them. Taxes. Some people don't like taxes and, complain about it. I think not. I mean, you got to have taxes for roads, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But still, it's just people fear, like, IRS, they fear they're going to come knock on their door, say they lost their job, and they're going to, put unneeded stress on people.
Well, people have good reason to fear.
I fear the IRS.
They're a scary group of people.
Even if you filled out all of your tax forms and you've done a really great job, tried to be fastidious, if the IRS comes and they decide to audit you and for some reason they smell a rat, whether it's, in fact true or not, they're going to make your life miserable.
Definitely. Yeah, they'll take you down, I guess.
And as another example of how it is that the roles have reversed, I mean, again, if government ever was created to serve the people, and, you know, we'll give the founders the benefit of the doubt, if it actually ever was created to serve the people, we now know that it's completely been reversed. You pointed out taxes, and you used roads as an excuse for taxes, but I think that there's nothing the government can do that the marketplace can't do better, including roads, not to get bogged down in that, however.
Right, and that's my opinion, is that I agree with you, Ian, but however, I'm of the opinion that people don't see roads. See roads as a very legitimate form of
government. But now, as a more obvious form of how those roles have reversed, now we actually have the government creating national service programs and saying things like, you know, that you owe your country a certain amount of service. And so they're not going to do it for all adults right off the bat, but they are going to do it for kids. They're going to force every young person in America this national service program.
Hitler Youth.
Exactly right.
I mean, that's cool you guys brought that up. So,
yeah. Well, any other thoughts for us tonight, Jerry?
Coast to Coast AM. I think that's another show that...
Yes. That's a great point. Coast to Coast. And
excellent.
It's a fine show.
And you know, they have gone through with three hosts.
Different hosts
there. They had George Norrie. They had, who's the, Art Bell is the big guy.
Art Bell.
You know, awesome voice. I got to meet him one time at one of the conventions. I was very excited.
Right. And then there's the filling guys, Ian Punnett.
Ian Punnett.
And
Chuck. Yep. I think it's great.
So that's a great example of a show that built a brand.
Yeah. And I don't believe in ghosts, but I love the show.
And you can filter in and out the different hosts. I think that's the way to go. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight, Jerry. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue. David, listening to KGEZ in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I wish I called up after you talk about the war on drugs and everything, but...
That's all right.
You're going to do the report about that cop. Is he pro or...
Oh, the cop is totally for the war on drugs, so this will be fun.
He's going to tell us why the war on drugs is
corrupt,
working.
He's one corrupt cop, then. That's all.
Probably true.
Everybody knows that it's all corruption and just the money is too big for it to ever be legalized. But anyway, just like the war on terror, them cameras are placed there to put us all in fear so we comply with all their BS laws they're passing right now.
So you're talking about the red light cameras and the speeding cameras we were discussing earlier.
They're throwing everything at us. Like, the biggest one is the war on terror. They got people taking their shoes off. They're not worried about bombs and shoes. They're worried about hash and shoes and coke and shoes. That's what they're worried about.
And they also want obedience as
well.
Don't forget
the bottles of water. I just don't understand.
No, what that is, the bottles of water is that you put the cocaine in water, you make it a solution, and then you dehydrate it, and it goes back into the powder form.
I thought it was just to give the stores that are in the airport more sales.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
No, they smuggle stuff in liquid form. So that it's all about smuggling. That's all in about contraband, like diamonds, jewels.
So you're saying they're using the war on terrorism as an excuse to catch more drugs?
Yeah, look what they're doing.
Smugglers.
Look what they did. The first thing they did was attack a guy that was not going to use the greenback to sell oil anymore, you know?
And you know, it's a likely story. I think you might be onto something there, Dave.
It's all to, you know, for the one world, you know, government, you know, for everybody to have the money in one pool, you know.
Plus, it's an important conditioning experiment.
This warming, global warming, is a whole new money thing about carbon taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Carbon credit
change. Were you guys talking about that last night?
Carbon credit exchange. That's what they're going to...
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Mark, you guys were talking about the whole
even if global, man-caused global climate change is true, this carbon credit thing that they've got is just a scam as far as taxes go. Sorry, it's just a new tax.
Weren't you saying something about corn and how it was processed?
Right. In fact, the increased amount of corn that they made for ethanol production, corn is a very bad exchanger of carbon dioxide for oxygen. It's one of the worst plants out there for that. And then you use, of course, big combines to harvest it, and you have to transport this stuff, and you have to convert it from corn into ethanol. And it turns out that corn actually produces more carbon dioxide than it changes. But it turns out that that there's also nitrogen, and it causes nitrous oxide, which is 300 times the global climate change gas, the greenhouse gas, as carbon dioxide. So, in fact...
So it's worse. The solution is worse.
300 times worse.
Than the problem.
The government mandated that we make corn for ethanol, and then the scientists, essentially, they did it based on the word of the scientists, and the scientists, and it turns out...
Some scientists.
That, and it turns out, oh my gosh... We're sorry we made that mistake. It looks like this corn is causing us all kinds of problems. It's speeding up global warming. I'm of the opinion that I'm sort of stuck in the middle. I can't really tell whether global warming's true or not. And I've certainly heard all the arguments from Republican talk shows.
But how amazingly!
But I don't want to take the word of Republican talk show hosts over scientists.
Don't take our word either.
Yeah, I do. Don't.
But it's amazingly typical that the government solution is worse than the original problem.
Yep.
Same thing with the war on drugs. And the government solution to people using drugs to crack down to try to stop them has created more
drug
use.
It's worse than drug use.
Well, yes, and the actual war, the damage that comes from the war, the people that are sitting in prison that are peaceful, the overdoses from impure batches of underground product. The government's always, it's almost every single time, either whatever it is the government puts in place is just inefficient and sloppy, or it's downright dangerous. It's downright, far worse. Nothing worse could possibly have ever happened than what the government chose as a solution. It seems that way sometimes.
When you use force, and that's what government is, it's all it is you have to force people to do things.
Right. Because
certainly people should be forced not to do certain things like committing murder, robbing people and things like that. But when you're talking about them doing what they want with their lives and they haven't hurt anyone, they haven't caused any property damage,
right,
they haven't stolen from anyone, well, that's their business, not yours.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, still to come, since we're talking, we spoke briefly about the drug war, we're going to get deep into it with a warrior. And you know, it's difficult to find drug warriors out there who will actually stand up for their drug war, with the exception of the current cops. This is a former cop. And we can't get them on the show, though.
No.
These drug warriors
never come on our show.
Not come on our show. So we just kind of have to read what they have to say for themselves, and we'll share that with you here in a few moments. Also, take your calls about what you want. If you're on the line, we'll get to you first. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy, they probably sell it there at Amazon. Dozens of categories, used items, even if you need to save a few extra bucks. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone call. Stephen is on the line in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys are great Americans.
Oh, cut it out.
Let freedom ring.
That's right. Hey, excuse me. I usually, in fact, never do shameless self-promotion when calling into your show, but I wrote an article on Nolan Chart. Entitled Sam Dodson. Yes, sir.
Excellent.
And it obviously discusses the Sam case, which, if you want to sum it up for the listeners who don't
know. Yes, I do want to do that, actually. Very good. If you're just tuning in, our friend Sam, co-host on the show during the week, Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com, he's a documentarian. He was arrested at the local court here in the Keene, New Hampshire area for attempting to record in the court lobby. And they're supposed to allow cameras in the courtroom.
Right. There's no law against recording in the court lobby. Some of the arguments are that
there's rape victims.
What about rape victims? And I understand, and that's a legitimate argument. However, there's no law, so making laws up on the spot is not acceptable. Calling it disorderly conduct, not acceptable. Secondly, they wouldn't have been trying to record in the lobby if the judge had let cameras in the courtroom in the first place.
Sure.
This was all started by a judge who didn't want cameras in his courtroom and wanted to hide what he was doing. And that's wrong.
So they arrested Sam. They charged him with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest.
If you don't stand up for your rights, then you don't have them.
And Sam is standing up for your rights right now by staying in jail. He has been in there now for coming up on 2 full weeks as a result of this, and they are not allowing him to.
He could leave at any time. It's pretty much been made clear that he could go home if he wants to.
He could leave if he obeys, and that's the thing. It's all about obedience, as we were talking about before, and you'll hear us talk about it again. the judge wants Sam to essentially bow down to him and give his name, give his legal name to the court, even though they know what his legal name is.
Right. And you have the right to remain silent, remember? That's what it says in the cop shows.
Yeah.
If you have the right to remain silent, then, well, you should be able to remain silent and not give your name. And if you have the right to a speedy trial, they shouldn't be able to put you in jail for an indeterminate amount of time the rest of your life for not speaking.
Well, they'll let him out.
And enacting that right to the, you know, right to remain silent.
It's my understanding that he can get out in one of two ways. He can get out by giving them his name, or he can give them $10,000 in cash.
Well, that's a bond. What about the speedy trial? How come he can't have a speedy trial?
Well, maybe they'll give him one after he gives them $10,000 in cash or his name.
Yeah,
but you're right, Mark. Yeah, they're clearly going back on their own promises and the things they've always claimed about their system.
The idea that the government runs by a set of rules. We're a nation of laws. No, we're not.
Nonsense.
We're a nation of bureaucrats that do what the hell
arbitrary.
They want.
It's arbitrary. All right, go ahead, Stephen, with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I've posted a link to this. To this article that I wrote, which again is called Free Sam Dodson.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a link to it on a libertarian forum that I frequent, which happens to be associated with your show, called the Free Talk Live Forum.
The BBS,
and
yes,
then
yes, sir.
A couple of more liberal forums that I used to frequent more in the past, not so much anymore. Because, you know, when I was a liberal, you know, I very much feared and hated the police state and police state stuff like this. And I'm just really amazed that on the Free Talk Live forum and on these other liberal forums, the bashing of Sam that comes. I just don't get it.
What kind of bashing?
I don't read the BBS to be
the hardly
BBS.
Ever go there.
I mean, when I post, I read those posts, but I don't get to see the whole picture.
Right. It's basically Sam's a screwball. He needs to be put in a rubber room. Anybody who defends Sam is obviously not. I mean, none of it has substance, but it's people who think that basically he's nuts. And even if the judge is wrong, which some of them do admit that, yeah, the judge is wrong, Sam's wrong, too, because what he should have done is just basically kowtowed and done what they said.
He should have begged permission to record instead of exercising his right to record, because in the First Amendment, it says there's a right to freedom of the press. And if you have a right, you shouldn't have to ask permission to do
it. And when the First Amendment was written, what was the press? It was anybody with access to a press.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a specific corps who had some kind of license given by the government or anything like that. It was anybody who could access the press.
So you're saying that first of all, some of the people on the Free Talk Live BBS are a little on the ornery side and trollish. So inevitably you're going to get that response there. But what are you getting from the liberal forums, you were saying?
I've been getting the same thing. Sam,
much of the same.
Crazy. Who does this guy think he is? Like
so
that.
He's crazy
nothing
for challenging the system. He's crazy for standing up for his freedoms. He's
crazy. He said the same thing in England in the 1770s about our founding fathers.
Right. Well, I'm sure that somebody said now I can't think of her name, Rosa Parks, that she should have just gone ahead and, you know, sat where the bus driver told her to sit.
I bet you there were a lot of people that said that back then. How dare
even,
she?
Even a lot of black people probably were saying. You know, saying stuff like that. I remember back, we talked about boxing the other day when Muhammad Ali came on the scene, you know, being very flamboyant and saying black is beautiful. He's proud to be black. And Joe Louis, who had been the heavyweight champ 15 years earlier, also a black guy, said that he needs to just shut his mouth and know his place.
It goes back to what some have said about slavery and how effectively it's actually enforced, not by the taskmasters, but by the other slaves.
Right. And Harriet Tubman said, I've freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed thousands more if they'd only known they were slaves.
Yeah,
think about that, people. Think about it right now. Are you a slave? If you're paying half of your income in taxes, whether it's income tax, property tax, Social Security tax, gas tax, think of all the taxes that you have to pay, cell phone tax. If you're paying half of your income, and you are, that makes you half a slave. If you're only half free, are you free? Freedom, to me, seems like a total arrangement.
Stephen, what other thoughts do you have?
That's about it. I appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You're right, Mark. In the history of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, inevitably there are going to be a lot of people that say, hey, What are you doing? You can't rock the tip over the apple cart. I mean, we've got ourselves a nice life here. There's television and internet and beer and football and all kinds of things for us to do. What are you doing going out there challenging this system? This is a nice system. It's the best system in the world. How dare you get out there with your video cameras and your microphones and you try to record a court trial, which is allegedly a public thing? How dare you? How dare you question this system, and how dare you disobey the judge? I am upset because I am imagining what would happen to me if I was in your position, and it's scary, and you're doing scary things. Stop it.
Well, I do understand to some extent. If the civil disobedience is followed up with people who are loud in your face and not very cordial or civil, then I can understand why people dislike that, because nobody likes people that are brash and in your face. Just saying, some people feel that way, right? So what one needs to come step forward with their civil disobedience is from a place of love, honesty, and respect.
That is totally what Sam is doing. He is just totally
saying.
Coming from a place
of
love and loving his enemies, in this case, the evil men who are putting him in a prison cell. They're doing evil things in the name of good. They believe they're doing the right thing, but what they're doing is actually harming people. And it's these folks that are getting upset about it that... It's kind of scary to them. It's scary to them to imagine what it might mean if someone like Sam were to be able to get away with recording in a courtroom. It would be chaos. It would be anarchy. He'd be disobeying the system, and the system itself will cave in. And, in fact, if you read what the judge writes in his orders, he makes it sound like somebody acting out of line or whatever, outside of his orders, will destroy the justice system. When I went in there and I was arrested after speaking two words out of turn, that's basically what that judge said in his written order later. This, you put the whole justice system in peril by not obeying. And so disobedience on the part of others scares people, because it means that there are folks that are no longer being cowed by the system, that there are folks that are willing to stand up and take some risks. And that means change is coming. And change is a very frightening thing for
change
people.
Change happens every day all around the world. I'm sorry.
Sure,
you know,
it does. But it's still scary for people.
And I agree that changes that aren't my idea stink. But you've got to accept that in the world. That's the world is all about change. The global climate change. Of course,
well, they'll have to accept it later. But initially, the response is going to be that cognitive dissonance, where they've had these old ideas built up in their minds for the longest time, and then somebody like Sam comes along and just throws a monkey wrench into the whole thing.
Right. The reaction to cognitive dissonance could be a variety of things, but what it can often be is anger and denial.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of denial, we'll talk about a cop coming up here who wants to keep the war on drugs going strong. Hour 2's coming up. You can dial in and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.